Hello, and welcome to the second season of Hello Pine Knob, the official podcast for the Pine Knob Music Theater in Independence Township, Michigan, now celebrating its 51st year of operation. I'm your host, Gary Graff, and in this episode, we'll be talking to Poison's Brett Michaels, who's opening his first Party Gras tour on Thursday, July 13th at the venue. Brad Gillis of Night Ranger, which is also on the bill, will chime in as well. Before we start, there's just one other show coming to Pine Knob between now and our next episode. That'll be Big Time Rush, whose Can't Get Enough tour with Max and Jax plays there on July 19th. And now on to Brett Michaels. Brett's certainly no stranger to Pine Knob. He's played there 17 times with Poison and once on his own. The latter was during June of 2010, when he came 2 days early to sing Margaritaville with Jimmy Buffett. Suffice to say, he loves him some Pine Knob.
Pine Knob is my true one of, let me say this, Pine Knob is one of my true stomping grounds. We, as Brett Michaels and Poison, right, I've been there both solo and with Poison, we hold the record for the most beer ever sold, so that leads right to Party Gras, right? They have a big plaque on the wall. And to be able to come back to Detroit, I think everyone out there knows I love Detroit. It's our opening a night of this music festival with Live Nation on a Thursday night, Pine Knob. I want to give it a major congratulations. It has been voted Amphitheater of the Year, and that's incredible, and just such a good time. Honest to God, the fans party, they rock. We have this big thrust that goes out there, and to be back at Pine Knob is going to be incredible. And remember, some of the best kickoffs to both Poison and for me, when Poison got reunited again in 99 after a couple years hiatus, we kicked off in Pine Knob, and it was awesome. And to be back to Pine Knob, we're going to make that an absolute party.
Do you have any good specific memories about things you did there?
I have so many good memories about everything there. Not only me playing, but one of the ones I want fans to see, if they go to the YouTube and look up Brett Michaels, Jimmy Buffett, I redid Margaritaville. So I played there the night before. I stayed, watched Jimmy Buffett, went up and sang Margaritaville. And he looks at me and he goes, "Do you know all the lyrics?" I said, "Bring it. I know this song front to back, not the drunken version. I know the full version." And we had the best time. If you watch that video, you will get a kick out of it. It is incredible. And we ended up sending it out as a live recording. And also went to see Dave Matthews there. But one of my best times ever is the night we broke the record for the most beer sold. We were there two nights, and it was probably one of the best continuous parties, and I ended up just sleeping in the dressing room, woke up the next day, took my dirt bike out in the big-ass parking lot up top, had the best time ever, and went back and played another show.
For Party Gras, which will play a dozen cities this summer, Michaels has assembled a package that includes Night Ranger and Jefferson Starship, with Sugar Ray's Mark McGrath and one-time Journey frontman Steve Augeri joining Michaels during his own set.
This is a combination of a couple different things. You don't laugh when I say this, but it's a combination of, like, Jimmy Buffett, a little bit of, I have all the DJs in between our sets spinning, so it's a little bit of like a Jimmy Buffett, Sammy Hagar meets Pitbull meets Poison. It's meaning what I mean is it's got this high energy level, but it's got DJs in between. There's no downtime, so when they get there, we've got all kind of things set up. It's like I made a comment. I called it, it's going to be like a circus of awesomeness and a celebration of the fans, the bands, and the music. But in order for it to be right, I told every band that's going to be out with me, and also Mark McGrath and Steve Augeri from Sugar Ray and Journey are joining me on stage to do their hits. And no one's quite done it like this, where all of a sudden I'm singing and literally do three or four Poison songs, hits, throw the microphone, and all of a sudden Steve Augeri grabs the mic and he starts singing Journey hits, and I stay up there and play. All of a sudden I just fade into, you know, playing guitar or piano, congos, whatever, and then it's going to be an ultimate good time.
Night Ranger was quick to say yes, according to guitarist Brad Gillis.
Brett reached reached out to us wanting us to hop on the bill with him and do this tour. And he wants to make it kind of a party atmosphere at the end of the night where everybody kind of gets up and jams on a couple classic songs. We're not sure exactly what we're doing. We're leaving that up to Brett, but everybody's game to do it, and we're looking forward to it.
The party won't be taking place only on stage either, according to Michaels.
I like to have a great time. I like to party, but what I love most is treating people really great at the party. And I want people to have a great time, and we're going to take everything we've ever done up a notch. We're just going to keep going as long as we can, as fun as we can, for the amount of time we're going to be given. There's actually people on my crew that are assigned just to do hospitality. Bandanas. Go with me. There's bandanas. There's beads because it's party gras, Mardi Gras. Beads, bandanas. I have a Tiki Hut golf cart that goes through the parking lot during the tailgate party. And it has a Nerf basketball hoop. So we throw out the Nerf ball. If they can swish it while we're moving, backstage passes and drink tickets. I don't know about you, but after these last couple years and just the craziness of the last couple years, I am so grateful to be able to go to a sporting event, a concert, hang out with friends. It's a good day.
Brett's promising surprises as well.
We have a ton of special guests. I didn't tell you this. Two things. Each night we have we call it the mystery guest at the very end of the night that can either, more than likely, will be a local artist that has done great that will come on stage. And we have a couple ideas for Detroit and maybe more than one coming out throughout the show to join us on stage. And we do that every night, and we're going to make it amazing. We have the Dress Like Brett karaoke contest during the concert. So people get like 15 to 30 seconds to sing Nothing But a Good Time, voted by the local DJs, and they're really coming up to sing with all of us at the end of the night. So I'm telling you, get prepared. You're going to be up in the Tiki Hut on the side of the stage. I'm going to throw you a mic, and you're going to have to at least lay out one chorus up on the thrust.
Night Rangers Gillage says that packages like these are a testament to the durability of the music his band, Poison, and others have created.
Well, I got to tell you, when you put different acts together, like in 2011 when we went out with Journey, Foreigner, Night Ranger, we were doing 12,000 to 23,000 was like the peak in Chicago of that tour, packing it out and having everybody sing along to all these hit songs that were back in the 80s. It just tells you that the songs are timeless and classic, and to be able to go out and play our hits and have everybody sing along, I can't explain it 40 years after the fact.
Gillis also expresses pride that the Night Ranger fans see on stage now is essentially the same band that fans saw 40 years ago when the group released its first album.
Well, I got to tell you, Gary, there's only a handful of bands from the 80s that are out there touring. There are a few bands out there with no original members, but we have the core, which is Jack Blades, Kelly Cakey, and I, because we had been playing together since the late 70s in a band called Rubicon, which morphed into Ranger, which morphed into Night Ranger. So to have the original voices in the band and me, the original guitar player, you know, and we got Carrie Kelly on guitar along with me and Eric Levy on keyboards, we're pulling this stuff off to sound as true as we can to the Night Ranger songs that were released in the 80s. We have a great lighting guy, Steve Coker, who's, when we have these great LED screens behind us, he's able to depict some of the greatest memories of the band by showing old MTV videos behind us that sync up to the music. So we're doing the best we can to give everybody the best show possible 40 years later.
Michaels, meanwhile, had nothing but a good time last summer as part of the stadium tour at Comerica Park. And you'll recall that he was the bandana banana during the spring of 2020 on The Masked Singer.
The Masked Singer as a, you know, again, I want to be very funny when I say this and self-deprecating. Who knew in the twists and turns of my journey that I would become Bandana Banana, right? And wearing a banana outfit on The Masked Singer, but it was probably one of the best times I've ever had. And I want to be clear to fans, you were really singing that music. Like, there's no, like, that microphone, I laughed, I go, I'm trying to see out of a banana mouth hole. Both, I had to sing, look, and see out of there while I'm sweating profusely, and you're trying to hit all these marks. I couldn't see the stage. Like, half the time I'm looking around, but they literally, there is no one there that knows who you are. Like, you're in a Darth Vader outfit, and then you hit the stage, and there may realistically be one or two of the producers that know it's you. Other than that, even your rehearsals, no one knows who it is. I didn't know that some of the people on my show, I was just down in Riviera Maya with Tony Hawk, and he was a guy I was competing against. I had no clue. We both called each other when it was over, like, I had no clue that was you. None. Zero. It was crazy. But had the best time ever doing it.
Michaels has a lot more coming up, too. He released a new single back in the day, back in January, and plans to release more songs during the coming months. Poison, meanwhile, will be back in action during 2025, he says.
Can I make very clear that with Poison, there has never been a moment, whether I'm doing reality TV, whether I'm doing solo tours, solo music, there is no intention to ever leave Poison, ever, not once. They're my best buddies growing up, and what it is for me, it's just an addition to Poison. So I get to do the solo stuff and get my yayas out and then get back with Poison and have a great time. And the hope is in 25 that Poison, just before then, I would like to write and record one or two new songs and just straight up great rock songs, have a great time writing them and take those out on the road in 25 for a big sort of undivided and reunited tour. And each guy in Poison, I want to be very clear, every one of them has their own projects, other stuff they're doing, personal life, what they want to do. And we had a great stadium tour and we loved it. And then we'll go back out again in 25. I've got 23 and 24 of rocking the party grawl, and then we're back out big in 25 and look forward to that, which is going to be incredible.
And that's it for this episode. Our thanks to Brett Michaels and Brad Gillis for sharing their time before the Party Gras Tour hits town. The Low Pine Knob is produced by Zach Clark and Brian Fisher and can be found via odyssey.com and wherever podcasts are found. Look for our next episode on July 18th when we talk to Bare Naked Ladies, Five for Fighting, and Government Mule. I'm Gary Graff. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you out on the Hill.